This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. Parshas Todos, we have a very special shir tonight. The shir on Sefer Bereishis are again generously sponsored by Dr. Zakim Umishpachta, Leiloi Nishmas, Rav Shlomo Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakim, Leiloi Nishmas, Rivka Bas Tavi Halevi, Rav David ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi HaKoyen. Tonight's shir is dedicated by my dear friend Rav Avi Tachman, Leiloi Nishmas, his grandmother Shifra Kayla Bas Ephraim, whose yard site is this Shabbos, the 29th day of Cheshvan. Neshama Shavan Aliyah should be a male tzioshah for the whole family. Ad Bias Goyal Tzedek. Tonight's shir is also dedicated by the family of Chaim David Ben Moshe HaKoyen Zimberg, whose yard site is Chaf Zayin Cheshvan. Began Eden Tei Menu Chasai should be a male tzioshah for his whole family. Ad Bias Goyal Tzedek. Have you ever been in a situation where you have a guest and you can't shake them? Well, I'm in that situation very often. You know, you wanna let them know that, you know, it's time to go. So first you say, "Oh, I'm a little bit tired." So the person says, it's a good thing I came so I could talk to you and you know, in a relaxed way." So you're thinking, you know, my wife needs me. No, she does. She doesn't really need you. I'm trying to think how you're going to shake this guy. You know, I think the phone is ringing. Tell them to call back later. You know, it's sometimes very hard to shake someone. The best thing to do is just say, "Please leave." You know, you have. It's always good to be honest. It's always good to be direct. You know, when all else fails, try telling the truth. You know, it's a well-known principle. When all else fails, try telling the truth. And that's what we're going to discuss tonight. We have some guests in our home, and we don't beat around the bush. We invite them in, but we very unceremoniously, after a very short visit, we tell them to scram. And what we're going to speak about tonight is the Piyut Shalom Aleichem. Who wrote Shalom Aleichem? We don't know. Its earliest printed source is in a sefer called Tikkunei Shabbos, published first in Venice in the year Shin Nun Vav. Shin Nun Vav is 1596. That was the first printing of Shalom Aleichem. There is a reference to it in an earlier work called Minhag Toiv in Siman Lamed Vav that one of the Kadmoinim put together from the Hasidei Italia, who says that there's a good custom Friday night when you come home from your house to immediately go to the candles that are lit L'Kavod Shabbos, that you made a bracha on them, and stand near them and say, "Malachi rachamim v'shalom, bayachem l'shalom, bayachem l'shalom, aleichem shalom, l'kulchem shalom." Which, by the way, that would be a shorter version of our Shalom Aleichem. I wonder if it fits the tune, the Regesh one. Malachei rachamim v'shalayim, bayachem l'shalayim, bayachem l'shalayim, aleichem shalayim, l'kolchem shalayim. It fits. Not bad. So I don't know what tune you guys use, but mine would actually fit the original text of the Shalom Aleichem. So that's what's brought in the Sefer Minhag Toiv. And in the Sefer Tikkunei Shabbos, he says, as soon as you come home, you should say opposite the set table and the lit candles, L'Kavod Shabbos Malkasa. This praiseworthy tefillah with great intention, with love, with happiness, with joy, because the two angels that accompany a person home from shul, one of them is good and one of them is bad. Like Chazal tell us, we're going to see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara right away. The Gemara says in number 4 in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufiyot Tesam Abayz, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Mar Ukva, anyone who davens Friday night and says Vayechulu, the two angels that accompany a person, they put their hand on your head and they say, all your sins are atoned for. So when you say Vayechulu, it's actually a moment of Kaparas Avoinos, and therefore it's worthwhile to have a thought of tshuva when you say Vayechulu, because the same way Yom Kippur is not Mechaper if you don't do tshuva, there is no way that Vayechulu is Mechaper if you don't do tshuva. So before you say Vayechulu, it's worthwhile to have a hearer tshuva, and this way you'll get Kapara. The Gemara continues. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda Omer, the two heavenly angels that accompany a person on Erev Shabbos from the Beis HaKnesses, One is good and one is bad. And when you come home, if the angels find the lamp is lit, the table is set, the beds are made, the good angel says, may it be the will of God that it should be this way next week. And the bad angel says, amen. Then, but if the table is not set, if the lamp is not lit, if the beds are not made, the evil angel says, same thing next week, and the good angel says, amen. Okay. What would be interesting is if we could identify who's the good angel and who's the bad angel. You know, I probably always wanted to know. You know, the easiest thing to do is Friday night. You could ask them, you know, what's your name? You say Shalom Aleichem, but like maybe learn some manners and ask them what their name is. But now it's Wednesday night and we don't have that opportunity. So the Sefer Tikkunei Shabbos says, I'm going to tell you their name. One of them I honestly never heard of. The other one we did hear of. The good guy is called Tzadikiel. I never heard of that angel, but he's been pretty consistent every Friday night for many years. He walks you home from shul. And the bad angel, well, it's the Samach Mem. Now, how do you feel about that, with the Samach Mem walking you home every Friday night? Maybe it was better that we didn't know that, but now the Samach Mem is the bad angel. Now, what's very interesting is the Tzadikiel angel, he rules over the final hour of Erev Shabbos. He rules over the constellation Saturn. The Samach Mem rules over the first hour of Shabbos, ruling over the constellation of Mars. Okay? Tzadikiel is the good angel, the Samach Mem is the bad angel. Until today, there are Chasidus. They don't make Kiddush the first hour of Friday night. They delay making Kiddush Friday night because that's the hour of the bad angel. Okay? Anyway, if things are found good, if everything is going well at home, then the Tzadikiel angel, who's crowned with the Shekhinah, who's called Tzedek, and he has Shemen HaMishcha on his head. Shemen in Atbash is called Bit. You heard it here first. It might be worthwhile to invest in bitcoins because bit is the name of Hashem. Beis Yud Tes. Okay? Anyway, that financial advice does not necessarily reflect the views of Machon Maggid Harakia. Just a suggestion. That's Keneged Ekia, Aleph and Hey, and then Yud and then Hey. And you don't want to arouse the enmity of the bad angel, and this is the source of singing Shalom Aleichem. Actually, I always wondered about this. Who's supposed to say Shalom Aleichem? Men? Do women say Shalom Aleichem? Do women say Shalom Aleichem? In the original source of Shalom Aleichem, it says, Zu hi tfila sheyoymar kol ish ve'isha. Men and women should say Shalom Aleichem. She's not coming home from shul, but she's coming home from the couch or wherever she is. Maybe she was davening Kabbal Shabbos. I don't know where she was, but wherever she was, she's coming to the table. So they can't hang out in the kitchen, and they need to be there at the table, and it seems like they should say Shalom Aleichem according to the source, for the original source of Shalom Aleichem. Now, just to bring to your attention, the original Nusach of Shalom Aleichem, the first stanza is what we do today. We say Shalom Aleichem Malachi Hashareis. And then from stanza 2, 3, and 4, it's Malachi Hashalem. Okay, that's what we do. In the fourth stanza, very interestingly, tell me if you've ever seen this, the original text read, not Tseischem L'Shalem, but Bit Tseischem L'Shalem. You ever see that? Bit Tseischem L'Shalem. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. So, Shalom Aleichem, most Jews say Shalom Aleichem. I would assume in most shuls, nearly everyone says it. Whatever group you belong to, you're Svardik, you're Ashkenaz, you're Hasidish, whatever you may be, most Jews say Shalom Aleichem. But not the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer did not say Shalom Aleichem. In Minhagi Chassam Sofer, it's brought, Piyot Shalom Aleichem lo hay oimer. He did not say Shalom Aleichem. Now, I'm going to get very personal here. Who says the Ribon Ho'olamim Tfila after Shalom Aleichem? So, you daven Nusach Sfarad? No.
question is, why don't the people say it?
Rivayin ha'ilamim. Why don't they say it? Because you're not allowed to say it. But that's... Okay, I just thought I might ask. Who says... We're going to talk about the Rivayin ha'ilamim. The Chassam Sofer did not say Shalom Aleichem, and he did not say the Rebbein. Why not? So if you look in the notes on the Minhagei Chassam Sofer, there's a very interesting halacha. Take a look at number 6. In Shulchan Aruch it says, "Kesheyikanes lebeis hakiseh," when you enter a bathroom, Yoimar, you should say, "Hiskabdu mechubanim," be honored, honorable ones. What does that mean? Because you have angels accompanying you. I have angels, you have angels. I see everyone in this room is accompanied by at least 2 angels. Now, when you go in the bathroom, they're not following you into the bathroom. They have at least enough courtesy to stay outside when you have to go inside, okay? The thing is, you're taking leave of them. So you can't just like walk in and then they're going to be confused. Should I come? Should I stay? So you basically say, pal, I'll be right back, right? Pals, I'll be right back. You say, Hiskabdu mechubadim. Be honored, honorable ones. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'achshav lo ino agul amrei. The minhag is we don't say it anymore. Okay? The minhag is we do not say Hiskabdu mechubadim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Ki ein anu mechzokim liyirei shamayim. We don't presume we're so God-fearing that the angels accompany us, that we should have to ask them, wait outside. So we don't say Hiskabdu mechubadim. So says the notes on the Minhag Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer said, just like we don't say Hiskabdu Mechubadim, because we can't presume that we're on such a high level that we're accompanied by angels, therefore the Chassam Sofer felt it's not proper to say Shalom Aleichem, the same way we're not so presumptuous as to say, hey pals, I'll be right back, don't go anywhere. The same thing, we don't say, the Chassam Sofer did not say Shalom Aleichem, not like Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who did, so to speak, codify Shalom Aleichem in his Siddur. And regarding the Rebbein Ho'ilamim, we know from the Ksav Sofer that the Chassam Sofer did not say the Rebbein Ho'ilamim, but maybe we'll discuss that further. So in other words, the logic of the Chassam Sofer is, if we don't say anymore Hiskabdu Mechubadim, we shouldn't say anymore Shalom Aleichem. So actually, I found a wondrous piece in the Ben Ish Chai, in his Sefer Oid Yosef Chai, and I'll tell you the truth, I have 2 editions of the Oid Yosef Chai, and in Oid Yosef Chai, I could not find it. Turns out, there are 2 different editions of Oid Yosef Chai. There's Oid Yosef Chai on the drushas, and there are the halachas of Oid Yosef Chai. In Oid Yosef Chai, the Ben Ish Chai says as follows. He says something amazing. He says, just because, by the way, he quotes Rav Yaakov Emden that you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem. And he brings from the Chida, who originally wanted to say that maybe nowadays you could say Hiskabdu Mechubadim when you go to the restroom, and then the Chida retracted in the Marba Etzba. And bottom line is, the Ben Ish Chai wants to know, why is it that almost all of Klal Yisrael, who doesn't sing Shalom Aleichem? I mean, you know, if you don't sing Shalom Aleichem, it's going to be, how do you expect to, you know, marry off your kids if you don't say Shalom Aleichem? But on the other hand, nobody says Hiskabdu Mechubadim. Nobody waits outside of the bathroom and has a conversation with the heavenly angels that accompany him and say, hey, angels, you stay right there. The good guy, you stay by the paper towels, and the bad guy, you stay by the garbage. Nobody's having conversations with angels on the way into the Beis HaKiseh. So the Ben Ish Chai says, shouldn't, so to speak, the argument of the Chassam Sofer be correct? If we don't say Hiskabdu Mechubadim when we go to the bathroom, why do we still say Shalom Aleichem? He says very simply, he says, question, does anybody not think Eliyahu Anavi comes to a bris at every bris milah? What do we say by bris milah? That Eliyahu Anavi, Zochur LaTov, comes to a bris milah. Do we make a chair for Eliyahu HaNavi? Of course we make a chair. Does the Mayol say, Zeh Kiseh Shel Eliyahu HaNavi, Malach HaBris Zochur LaTov? Of course. So what do you mean? Isn't that presumptuous? Why do we consider ourselves so great that Eliyahu comes to bris? The answer is like this. You think Eliyahu is coming for the honor of the father, of the Rachanima? Eliyahu is not coming for the honor of the father. He's not coming to honor any of the people. He's coming in honor of the mitzvah of bris milah. So in honor of the mitzvah of Bris Milah, it doesn't matter if it was 2,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago, or even today, Eliyahu is coming to the Bris in honor of the mitzvah. Same thing goes with Shabbos. Same thing goes for Shabbos. The Malachim are not accompanying me. It's not because of me. It's not to honor me. It's not to honor you. It's to honor the Shabbos. So even today, it's not presumptuous to think that the angels are going to come to our house. Why? Because they're not coming in honor of the person. They're coming in honor of the mitzvah. So therefore, even Bizman Hazeh, we say, Shalom Aleichem, Bayachem L'Shalom, Baruchuni V'Shalom. But when it comes to the bathroom, they're not accompanying you in honor of the Beis Akise. They're coming in honor of the person. But Bizman Hazeh, we don't consider ourselves worthy that the angels are accompanying us on the street wherever we go. And therefore, even though Bizman Hazeh, we don't say Hiskabdu Mechubadim, we do sing Shalom Aleichem. Actually, in the extended notes on the Minhag Chasam Sofer, in the Miluim on Minhag Chasam Sofer, number 9, he brings from Hagoyin Rav Valtz that it's very unusual that the Chasam Sofer wouldn't say Shalom Aleichem when the Chasam Sofer defended every Minhag Yisrael, great or big, even if it doesn't have a root in the Shas. He was never Mevatel it, so he's going to be Mevatel, such a custom of Shalom Aleichem that who doesn't sing Shalom Aleichem? So he suggests, and he even quotes, the Maram Shik said, he knows for sure the Chasam Sofer muttered Shalom Aleichem under his breath. But he didn't want to say it out loud. He didn't want to publicize that he felt he was worthy for the angels to accompany him. But he definitely, so to speak, muttered it. And even his son, the Michtav Sofer, who followed all the custom of Chasam Sofer, we know he sang Shalom Aleichem. We don't say Hiskabdu Mechubadim. He says the same svara of the Ben Ishchai, that Hiskabdu Mechubadim, the angels there are honoring the person. So for that, it would be presumptuous to think that they continue to accompany us even today. But when it comes to Shabbos, they're not coming in honor of the person, they're coming in honor of Shabbos. So even though bottom line is we don't say Hiskabdu Mechubadim, we do sing Shalom Aleichem. By the way, Reb Chaim Volozhiner took out a stanza of Shalom Aleichem. He did not say Baruchuni L'Shalom, because he said that was problematic, because you can't talk to angels. You can't ask angels to do things for you. You're not allowed to play out. One of the animamins is animamin b'emunah shleima, Shabori yisbarach shemoi, loy levadoi roi l'hespalel, be'en lezulasoi roi l'hespalel. You can't pray to angels. Therefore, he didn't say in the slichos either malachi rachamim. And regarding Malachi, other tefillos in the Slichos, he had ways to explain it. But the Reb Chaim Volozhiner would take out that particular stanza. But what I would like to speak about this evening is a very problematic stanza in Shalom Aleichem, and it's not Baruchuni LaShalom; it's the final stanza of Shalom Aleichem. And that is, if you would invite me to your house. You don't have to. I don't like going away. I like eating in my own house. This way, I start when I want, and I finish when I want. Eating in someone else's house, you're a hostage. You're a hostage. You have to listen to their Dvar Torahs. You heard it from them 90 times already. How many times do you have? And you have to smile, like, that's amazing. And you have to sing their Zmirois. They don't even know the Zemer. They never got it. They didn't hear it right the first time. And even the second time, they can't even carry the tune. And you have to make believe they're Pavarotti. And that's why in the Gemara says, Amaram never ate out of their house. That's why I became a rabbi. That's the main reason, you know? Because they can't invite rabbis for, you know. And I'm not totally joking here.
Not at all, actually.
I'm pretty serious. Anyway,
a lot of Hasidic sects that do not say
Shalom. Oh, really? Okay. Oh, yeah. So what we're going to talk about now is Tzeis Chon L'Shalom.
In their
Okay. It's very dangerous if people don't understand my sense of humor, but okay. In the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos of Rav Rafal Meizlish of Harachov. By the way, everything I just said about being a guest, I heard that from Rav Victor Miller. The Gemara says that the Nekiyei Hadas in Yerushalayim, they would make sure to not be subject to other people's houses. But in any event, the Sefer Tosefa Shabbos, which was printed in 1767, he says that there's an issue with the stanza of Tzeischem L'Shalom. What's the issue with Tzeischem L'Shalom? You just invited the poor guy. I mean, if you invite me to your house, okay, I don't need to stay for 3 hours, but you want to give me 7 minutes? You want at least enough time? Maybe I could sit down, have a drink, have something to eat. But we say, Bayachem L'Shalom. First, Shalom Aleichem, how you doing? Give me a bracha. Now get lost! You know, basically, you gave me the bracha, very nice. You know, well, peace unto you, welcome, bless me. Now get out of here. I mean, talk about cordiality over here. The Sefer Tosefos Shabbos, Achid Mikarav Nitfas Sidur Echad Hashem Gadol Echad B'Dareinu, Shemachak HaNusach Tzeischem L'Shalom. He erased the Nusach Tzeischem L'Shalom. V'linira Denimoy B'Zed, Tosefos Shabbos says, he's right. What in the world are you throwing the angels out of your house? You didn't even get started yet. He says, the only thing is, all of Klal Yisrael sings this song. It's in every bencher in the world. Every wedding you go to, they give you Zemirois, and it says Tzeischem L'Shalom. Now what, you're going to start correcting every single Siddur? But the truth is, it's not correct to say Tzeischem L'Shalom. So this is the earliest source of a question on Tzeischem L'Shalom. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who held no punches, he says in his introduction to Shalom Aleichem, he says, first of all, my father, the Chacham Tzvi, did not say any prayer that's in the Siddur. Who cares that it's in the Siddur? It has no basis in the writings of the Arizal. And whoever wrote them incorrectly. He says, to make these long bakashas on Shabbos, you're telling me, Anshei Knesset Gedolah came, they took the 18 brachas, and they squeezed it into a tenth of the size. So some rabbi came along, and now said, well, because you didn't say the full Shemesh, we're going to penalize you now when you come home. You have to say a whole laundry list of tefillahs? Where did that come from? Chazal shortened the tefillahs. So now what, you're making up for what Chazal did? You're not to say that. You know how to do that. All of a sudden, we have a long. You're davening for slicha Friday night, for hatzalah from oini, from sickness. You're now to say this. He says, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, you think this came from a chacham muvak? He says, you need to be choshesh. It's usur to say it for a variety of reasons. One of them being that since people don't know it by heart, they're going to read a l'or haner and there's a gzer shemayata. And furthermore, you're going to ask the angels to bless you. You're not to talk to angels. You can't ask them anything. Where did this come from? Who invented it? Chazal shortened the tefillah. Now we're going to be smarter than them. There's an isser of Baal Toysef to say it. And probably the more you say it, lo yechdal pesha. Okay. Furthermore, the words mi melech malchei amlochem make no sense. What do you mean mi melech? Malachei Asharis, mi melech? It's melech malchei amlachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Furthermore, you're asking them to leave? Why are you asking them to leave? You just invited them into your house 3.5 seconds ago. Imagine if you bring someone to your house. Oh, come in. Like, bam! You know? What is that? What do you have against the poor angels? I think they would be happier. Say, you know what? Wouldn't it be nicer? Instead, you schlep them all the way to your house. The guy, poor guy, he lives 20 minutes away from the shul. It's pouring rain outside. You say, hey, angels, come to my house. The angels are freezing, they're hot, they're schlepping, and you schmooze with everybody on the way. And by the time you get in, you bring them in, and then they smell the food. Their appetite is going. They smell the potato kugel, they smell the chicken. And the second they were getting comfortable, you throw them out of the house. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Haloi toiv sheis akful yoiser. Isn't it better that they stay longer? V'yismuchu gam besuda, and they enjoy the meal. If everything is right, won't they be happier? Why are you kicking them out? Maybe because you know what kind of rotten suda you have. You know that everyone's bickering and fighting and arguing and you're talking about nonsense. So you figure you might as well cut your losses, kick them out now before they see vastitzach in your house and they really give you a klala. So maybe that's the pshat, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. But therefore, I don't say the whole thing. I don't say the Rebbein, and I don't say the Shalom Aleichem. But I don't want to be mevatel minog Yisrael. So I just say one line. It goes like this: Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Ashores, Malachi Elyon, Melech Malachi Amlochim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that's it. So, there's a problem with this line, Tzeischem L'sham. In fact, in some of your editions of the sheet, I found in the Chassam Sofer's Perush on Perkei Avos, Perek Aleph, page Kuf Chav Gimel, HaEmes Ein, number 35. I don't know if you have number 35. Anyone have number 35 on the sheet? You have 35? Look at this. It's amazing. HaEmes Ein Loimer L'malachim L'chol Dover Kodesh Tzeischem L'shalayim. You don't say, get lost in peace. You know, you don't talk to an angel. You don't tell them to leave. In any event, in the Sefer Zichron Yehuda from the Menhagim Maharam Ash, he also brings that Maharam Ash would say, when he would get to his house, he would say, Shabbos Shalom Uvavayrach. He would say, Shalom Aleichem. And he would not say Tzeischem L'shalayim, and he would not say the Rebbein. The Kloisenberger Rebbe also did not say the words Tzeischem L'shalayim. So, I'm going to get it personal again. Raise your hand, and you could, if you're on the Zoom, raise your hand if you say Tzeischem L'shalayim. All of a sudden, all the Zoom, the video went out, you know? All of a sudden. Raise your hand if you don't say Tzeischem L'shalayim. No, nobody. Nobody. So what's the pshat? Oh, we have one. Okay. One person doesn't say Tzeischem L'shalayim. Good. That's what the Chassam Sofer holds. But almost all Jews say Tzeischem L'shalayim. And the question is, what is the meaning of it? We just invited them. Why are we sending them packing? So, I come from the city of Sachachov, and the Shem Shmuel, who is the Rebbe of Sachachov, he brings a pshat from his illustrious father, the Avnei Nezer. An amazing pshat. We know next week, Yaakov Avinu is leaving Eretz Yisrael, and he says, "V'hinei malachei Elokim oylim v'yardim bai." Some angels are going up, and some angels are going down. And then at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, so he sees the machanoim. He sees two encampments of angels. So Rashi says, the angels of Eretz Yisrael. So on his way out, the angels of Israel are going up. They're saying, you know, have a nice day. And the angels of Chutzlars are coming down to escort him. And then at the end of Ayishlach, the angels of Chutzlars are going back up. And the angels of Eretz Yisrael are coming down to escort him. So we see there are different kinds of angels. There are angels of Eretz Yisrael and angels of Chutzlars. Okay. So says Avnei Nezer, the same way there are Israeli angels and diaspora angels, there are Shabbos angels and there are weekday angels. You see, the whole week we have weekday angels. And on Shabbos, we have Shabbos angels. So we say, Shalom Aleichem Alachei Asharis to the Shabbos angels. Bayachem L'Shalom, welcome to the Shabbos angels. Baruchuni L'Shalom to the Shabbos angels. Weekday angels, go fly a kite. Tzeischem L'Shalom, Malachei Asharim. Now you could leave us, weekday angels. So it's not that we're saying goodbye to the Shabbos angels that came 3.5 seconds ago. No. We welcome them. We bring them into the house. They're welcome to stay for the whole Shabbos. Hopefully you have your act together over Shabbos and you don't do anything to get them upset. But the Tzeischem L'Shalom is not going on the Shabbos angels, it's going on the weekday angels. So that would be a beautiful answer to the question of Tosafot Shabbos. In other words, why are we sending them packing? We're not. They're just two different categories of malachim. There's malachi Shabbos, there's malachi chol. The malachi Shabbos, we say Shalom Aleichem. The malachi chol, we say Tzeischem L'shalom. The Shem Yishmol brings this in Parshas Chayisara, and he brings it in Parshas Vayetze, where he says that the Avnei Nezer actually said that the Israeli angels, the angels of Eretz Yisrael, are the Shabbos Malachim, and the angels of Chutzaretz are the weekday Malachim. Okay.
Why do you say Tzeischem L'shalom before you say Shalom Aleichem? Say goodbye to the weekday angels before you say hello to the Shabbos angels.
I mean, we should first send them packing.
And then say...
And then we're very hospitable. We give them a little extra... We want... Actually, the truth is... that the Sfas Emes asks that question, because the Sfas Emes says the same idea as the Shem Yishmael in Parshas Ayetze. He says, V'chein oimrim b'Shabbos Kodesh Shalom Aleichem Malachi Asharis V'yitachin lefarish Tzeischem l'Shalom Amalachi Choyal. So actually, what's interesting, Yeah. So apparently we first welcome the Shabbos, and then we say goodbye to the weekday angels. It's like the Anane HaKavod. It's like the Anan Esh and the Anan Laila, that Lo Yomish. In other words, first the cloud came and only then the fire left. First the fire came and then only then the cloud left. We want to be covered at all times. You don't want to be angelless. That's just, it's not. Yeah. We want to be covered at all times. We don't, it's not good to be without angels.
But this base that the Lord printed there, this would allow to say, when you leave, it's a different category.
Oh, bid say, what?
When you leave, say Eschel Mishalom.
Okay, we'll come to that. We'll come to that, whether that will explain the base.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another explanation in the Tzeiskel Mishalom is as follows from the Tver Shloimei of Radomsk. He says that all the day during the weekdays, the angels stand there like a body without a soul. And they're waiting for Shabbos, because on Shabbos, the angels get a promotion. Through all the mitzvahs we do on Shabbos, the angels get a promotion. And they're waiting the whole week for Shabbos to get this aliyah. So we say hello to the malachim Friday night, and then we say, okay, angels, now's your day. Now you could be elevated. So, Tzeislam L'Shalom to your higher destinations. I'm not sure how hospitable that is, because you only welcomed them a few moments ago and you're already sending them up to the higher worlds, but that's the interpretation of the Tver Shloimei of Radomsk.
But he says also,
he says Bit Seischem.
Yeah.
He says Bit Seischem.
Yeah.
How that fits into Bit Seischem, we'll see in the third shot that it fits in very nicely to Bit Seischem. But actually, what I wanted to bring to your attention is another interpretation of Tzeislam L'Shalom, and that's where Parshas Toldos comes in. There's another minhag. It's brought in the Avodraham. It's brought in the Kalbai. Officially, it's minhag Ashkenaz, but it's like one of these minhagei Ashkenaz that most Ashkenaz shuls don't say, and Hasidim say it. Is, we'll take another poll, is the minhag of saying V'yitein Lecha. Raise your hand if you say V'yitein Lecha. Do they say in the Young Israel?
Yeah, we have a group that does.
You have a group?
Yeah.
You have a minion?
No.
No. So who's saying it? Nusach Sfarad guys or Nusach Ashkenaz guys?
Ashkenaz.
Ashkenaz?
Sfaradim say it not by Gamal, by Mar, they say it at home when they make...
By Havdalah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Al-Pi the Ari, the Yitin Lecha is by Havdalah. Many Hasidim say the Yitin Lecha. You say the Yitin Lecha? Okay, who said it again? Where? Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the Kolboy brings it down, the Avodraham brings it down, that these are psukim of bracha, and it's like a good siman to start the week off by saying the psukim of v'yitein lecha. Yeah? Where does it say v'yitein lecha? Where does it come from? This week's parasha. Basically, when Yitzchak Avinu gave the bracha to Yaakov. You have a chumash? He gave him V'yitin lecha lekim mital shamayim shani aretz v'roiv dagon v'sirosh yavducha amim yishtachvu lecha l'umim hevig ver la'achecha yishtachvu lecha b'nei mecha oyrecha aror u'mevarachecha baruch. 10 brachais. Okay, yeah. Once you brought it, it came to me, yeah? 10 brachais. So isn't that interesting that Matzah Shabbos, there's an authentic minhag to say the brachos that Yitzchak gave Yaakov. Wow. Right? So it's not just V'yitein Lecha. You're saying Birchas Yaakov on Matzah Shabbos, for those who say it. Now, by the way, where does it come from? The Zohar HaKadosh says that the souls in Gehenna don't go back until after Ashrei Yuval Tzion. And they're matzdik the din when they go back to Gehenna. They say, God, you're right for putting us here. And they authenticate and verify the brachos of anyone who says b'tzibur v'yitein lecha lekim mital ha-shamayim. So if you say v'yitein lecha, you get the verification of all the rishayim burning in a hot place. They say, yeah, you should have a good life. Okay, for whatever that's worth. I guess that's worth something. Okay? By the way, in the Priyetz Chaim, it says that the Arizal would say after Havdalah v'yitein lecha, in order to be mamshech, in order to continue, that just like the Sudai Shabbos were b'kedusha, so it continues the kedusha into the days of the week. By the way, Reb Tzadik HaKohen says that achilas Shabbos is always considered holy eating. Even if you're eating, let's say when you're eating the cholent, you're not having any holy kavanas. You're not thinking you're eating it to be able to serve Hashem. You're not thinking you're eating it to as a mitzvah on Shabbos. Even if your thought is, I'm eating it because it tastes good, it still has kedusha if you eat it on Shabbos. No, but this guy didn't. The guy said, l'kavod my taste buds. Even if he said, l'kavod my taste buds, it's still kedusha on Shabbos. During the week, if you say l'kavod my taste buds, it doesn't have kedusha. But by saying v'yiten l'cha, it continues the kedusha sachila of Shabbos to the days of the week as well. So I want to share with you two amazing perushim in why there's a minhag to say v'yiten l'cha matzah Shabbos, and this will explain a little bit the nusach of tzeis cham l'shalom. Comes the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram says something very interesting. Don't take stuff from your Shabbos table and throw it on the floor. Don't, whatever's on the table, keep on the table.
All week?
No, just for Shabbos. Why? But then he quotes the one of the Rishonim that says, you could throw it out. And don't be worried about those who say, if you throw food out, you're throwing the angels out early. Says the Magen Avraham, maybe what they meant is, if you throw something on the floor, then the house is messy, and then the good angel is going to be very unhappy. And the truth is, that makes a lot of sense. But I don't see it's a problem, says the Magen Avraham, to throw stuff on the floor. You know why? Because you could sweep it up. So since you could sweep it up, there's no problem throwing stuff on the floor. But if the minhag is not to sweep, then don't throw food around. Comes the Machzas HaShekel. The Machzas HaShekel is one of the classic Perushim on Shulchan Aruch Ar Chaim and the Magen Avram, Reb Shmuel Kellen. And he says, wait a second. Why do you have to be worried that the Malach is going to think that your house is messy if you throw stuff on the floor? You already threw the Malach out of your house before the meal even started. So go ahead, mess up the house, and you don't have to worry about the Malachim because you already kicked them out long ago, even before the gefilte fish. What's the Magen Avraham discussing whether the angels are going to like whether your house is clean or not? They'll never know what's doing in your house. It's like, you know, when I give share in my house on the Zoom, you could only see like the middle shelf and the part of the two sides. So those columns are clean. What's doing on the third columns? You'll never know. You'll never know. I never invited you to see that. Okay? So the same thing with the Malachim. Why is the Magen Avraham concerned that if you mess up your house, the angels will be upset? But you said, Seischem L'Shalayim. Now the truth is, there are Achrayim that say, don't say Seischem L'Shalayim. Because why are you kicking them out? But says Machzas HaShekel, let me tell you the truth. Tzeischem L'Shalayim doesn't mean leave now. It means when you leave, it should be a peaceful leaving. Which, by the way, would fit in with B'tzeischem. When you leave, then L'Shalayim. And by the way, the Chidah says the same thing. That the meaning of Ani Oimer in the Machzik Bracha, Ki B'nisach, Benusach Hasenu Kasov B'tzeischem L'Shalayim B V'Hakavana Masha Amar. We say Baruchuni L'Shalayim, give me a bracha when you leave. Meaning Baruchuni, it means like this, by the way, Baruchuni L'Shalayim, give me a bracha when B'tzeischem, when you leave. So it's actually, you're not even asking for the bracha now. You're saying Baruchuni L'Shalayim B'tzeischem L'Shalayim. Fine, ready for this? This is amazing. So now we're learning, Tzeischem L'Shalayim is not leave now. You're not saying, oh, come in, aha! No, just joking, get out of here. It means come. And we're saying, I might not be around when you leave. You know, you ever have, you're invited to someone's house, and the host says, by the way, I'm not sure when I have to go. I might miss you when I have to go. So I'm just telling you now, you know, be matzliach and Tzeischem L'Shalayim, because I might not see you later. Fine. Who's the good angel and who's the bad angel? The good angel is Tzadikiel. Who's the bad angel? The Samach Mem. The Matei Moshe also brings the bad angel is the Samach Mem. Who's the Samach Mem? He's the angel of Esav. Ah. So you have very interesting company every Shabbos. You have the good guy and you have the angel of Esav. When you have the angel of Esav in your grips, we got to learn from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu did not weaken his grasp of the angel of Esav until he said, Barcheni, admit to me the brachas are mine. We never, any time we have the angel of Esav in our clutches, we will never let go until we say, okay, you could go. But when you go, you better admit to me, the bracha is mine. So it says, Likutei Marich. That's why we say, V'yitein lecha matzah Shabbos. Because Tzeischem L'shalem doesn't mean leave now. Tzeischem L'shalem means, when you leave on matzah Shabbos, it should be L'shalem. Okay, fine. So therefore, matzah Shabbos, when the angel leaves, we say, hey, I'm not letting you go. Just make sure, you angel of Esav, make sure that I still have in my back pocket, V'yitein lecha like him, make sure that the robbery of Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov stole the brachas from Esav, I don't want you laying claims to it. It belongs to me, you better be moideh to the bracha. So, Likutei Marich says that the angel that accompanies you is the Samach Mem, the Sarai Shel Esav. We find Yaakov Avinu, before he sent away the Sar Shel Esav, he didn't want to send him away until he said, give me a bracha. Well, Hashem gave me a good idea now. This is good. Okay, well, now where was that? When did Yaakov wrestle with the bracha? Lo yashalechacha kiim berachtani. I will not send you away until you bless me. I would humbly say, if that's the case, even though Reb Chaim V'lajner has a problem saying, Barcheni Bashalim, but L'maisa, we see from Yaakov Avinu, he turned to the Malach and he said, give me a bracha! So you'll ask, how was Yaakov Avinu allowed to do that? You're not allowed to pray to an angel. The answer is Yaakov wasn't praying. This is the angel of Esav. He's asking the angel of Esav, you need to concede the bracha is mine. So I would say, Barcheni Bashalim, is we're not asking for a bracha. We're saying, angel of Esav, concede that the bracha is mine. And especially the way the Chidah explains it. We're not asking him to concede right now. We're saying, Barcheni Bashalim, when? Bitseischem, when you leave, just make sure you leave by conceding to me that the bracha is mine. I just thought of that.
What about the other, the good one?
No, because the Gemara says that if everything is good, the good angel says, you know, it should be like this next week. In other words, we're just like basically forcing the bad angel to agree to. Well, it's not what I'm suggesting is we're not asking for a blessing. We're asking for the good angel to say the blessing is ours, and now the angel of Esav has to concede. Okay, the bracha is still ours. So basically what we're doing is we're holding the angel of Esav hostage. So when Matzah Shabbos comes, we say, hey, we asked you Friday night, Barcheni Bashalim, admit that the bracha belongs to us. And you're not going to leave until we say V'yitein Lecha. And then once you hear us say V'yitein Lecha, we allow you to leave now or forever hold your peace. Okay? So that's what the Likutei Marich with a little bit of an interesting Hoysafa. That V'yitein Lecha, the Likutei Marich says, is what we're doing is we're mimicking or we're emulating the ways of Yaakov Avinu, who did not let the angel of Esav out of his grip until the angel conceded to the brachas of Yitein Lecha. Maybe that's the pshat in Barcheni. Now, I saw something out of this world in the Shvilei Pinchas. You ready for this? Why do we have the angel of Esav concede to the brachas on Matzah Shabbos? And especially the way, what I'm suggesting is we're asking him, we're really saying the same words as Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu says, I'm not letting go of you. What's the Lashon? Ki im beirachtani. Yeah? Unless you concede to my bracha. Why do we do that on Shabbos? Why are we telling the angel of Esav that we want you to concede to our bracha on Shabbos. Okay, this is really out of this world. Chazal tell us that Yaakov and Esav, they're always fighting. What are they fighting about? Ownership of the two worlds. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Yaakov Avinu wants the world to come. Esav wants this world. So Esav says, okay, here's the deal. I'll take Olam Hazeh, you take Olam Haba. That's the deal. The nations of the world have Olam Hazeh, Yaakov has Olam Haba. But then Yaakov says to Esav, Michra Chayoyim es b'chayras chali. This is not a good split. I want this world also. He says, Michra Chayoyim. What does that mean, Michra Chayoyim? See, Yaakov Avinu says, you know, Houston, we got a problem here. Because how am I supposed to get Olam Haba? There are certain things I need in Olam Hazeh to get Olam Haba. Like, I can't not have any Olam Hazeh. I need Oynik Shabbos. If you don't have Olam Hazeh, you can't have Oynik Shabbos. So it says, there's a sefer Ravid Hazav of Rabbi Yisrael Doiv Ber Galarter. He says, Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, Michra Chayoyim es b'chayras chali. It's not possible that a Jew could only have Olam Haba. He needs a little Olam Hazeh. He needs Oynek Shabbos. Michra Chayoyim. Chayoyim stands for Kulam Yisbu'u V'Yisangu Mituvecha. We need a little Oynek in this world to be able to get Olam Haba. We can't just have like an equal split. I have this world, you have the next world. Yaakov Avinu says, I can't just take the next world and you take this world. I need at least like one day out of this world. Basically, what Yaakov Avinu is buying from Esav is, give me Shabbos. I know you have Olam Hazeh, but give me Oynek Shabbos. I want to buy that off you. But the truth is that that was a brilliant scheme. Because if he's going to take from Esav a little bit of this world, and the little bit of this world that he takes is Shabbos, but Shabbos is a source of Olbracha. So that little bit that he took from Esav of Olam Hazeh, he actually got everything. See, Esav thought, look, at least I have Sunday, I have Monday, I have Tuesday, I have Wednesday, I have the weekdays. You'll just take Shabbos. You'll just take Kayoim. Kulam Yisbu B'Yisang B'Tivecha. But what Esav didn't realize is Kol Berchon De'Le'ela Ulasata B'Yoima Shaviya Talia. All blessing is dependent on the seventh day. If you look in the Sefer Ravid Hazav on Parshas Re'eh, look at number 29. The word, you know, the Zohar famously says, look at number 28. Elahacha Ta'ani. Kol Berchon De'Le'ela De'Lasata B'Yoima Shviya Talia. All the blessing up above, down below, are dependent on the seventh day. He says, amazing, Kavod Shabbos is Rosh Tevis. You ready? Kol Berchon De'Le'ela U'Lasata B'Yoima Shviya Talia. Isn't that amazing, Rosh Tevis?
What is the
Rapshus
to say
in 27? I'm going to explain again. Kol Berchon De'Le'ela V'Sata B'Yoyma Shvi Italia. The Rapshus says like this.
This is your time today.
No way.
Yes.
What?
That's what I'm asking.
Really? That's pretty good. So he says that, you know, Yaakov and Esav, they split the two worlds. Yaakov took the world to come, and Esav took this world. But Yaakov realized there's a problem, because to get the next world, a Jew needs a little bit of Olam Hazeh. Like, he needs Oynek Shabbos, he needs Shabbos. So he says, Michra Chayoyim, sell me a day. I just want one day, Shabbos. Then Chayoyim is Rosh Tevois. Kulam Yisbu'u V'Yisangu Mituvecha. Give me Oynek Shabbos. But the brilliant scheme of Yaakov Avinu was, by taking Shabbos, he took all of this world, because all the blessing of this world is dependent on Shabbos. That's why Chazal say, Esav says, I can't believe it. Ba'achicha b'mirma. He came with deceit. Chazal say b'mirma? B'chachmas toirasai. Yaakov Avinu stole everything with the wisdom of his Torah. Why? Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, just give me a little bit of Einik Shabbos. Just give me Shabbos. And that's it. You could have everything else in this world. But Esav didn't realize. Kol b'rchon d'le'elo l'sata b'yom yishvitalia. So by Yaakov Avinu taking Shabbos, he took everything. Now, it comes out, how did Yaakov steal the brachas from Esav? By taking Shabbos from Esav. And Shabbos is the source of all bracha. By taking the Shabbos, he used his Chachmas HaTorah to get all the brachas. He took them b'mirma, b'mirma b'chachmas toirasai. What would happen if we don't keep Shabbos? Esav could say, look, the only reason you finagled these brachas out of me is by taking Shabbos. That's the key to take the whole Olam Hazeh. But if for whatever reason the Jews don't keep Shabbos, we lost everything. We don't have rights to anything. The whole Birchos Yaakov, all the blessings of the Jewish people, the key to keep them and maintain them is Shabbos. Ask the Shvi'a Pinchas, do you ever wonder, why is Esav's angel coming home with you Friday night? What's he coming home Friday night? He doesn't come to your sukkah. Yeah? He doesn't come to you Tuesday nights. He doesn't come for a Monday night. He doesn't come Sunday afternoon. In all likelihood, he might find better stuff that he would like Monday night or Sunday afternoon or some other time than Shabbos. Why is he come to your house Shabbos? Because the angel of Esav knows that we stole his blessings. How did we steal them? Michra chayoyim. We just took a little olam hazeh. We took Shabbos. So every Friday night, you have two guests coming home with you. The angel of Esav, like the IRS, is coming to check up on you whether you're keeping your end of the deal. The thing is, if by the end of Shabbos, if by the time Tzeischem L'Shalom comes, he says, I have nothing to say. They're keeping their end of the deal. They're observing the Shabbos. They're ma'aneges ha-Shabbos. He's forced to concede. Barcheini gamoni. I concede to the bracha. And we say, you're right. Sit here. Just a couple more minutes. V'yitein lecha lakem mital ha-shamayim mishmanei aras v'ayv dalgim v'siroj yavducha amim shavlumenei. Yeah, the whole thing. All 10 brachas. So this gives us an understanding of why we say v'yitein lecha. And why we say it dafka on Shabbos, and why the angel of Esav is coming to our house Friday night. He's coming to check up on us. He's coming to make sure. Now you could say, that's why he's checking to see if the candles are lit. He's not as concerned. He's not coming to check up on the whether we're violating Malacha. Because what we bought, what Yaakov Avinu bought from Esav was Oineg Shabbos. So he wants to make sure our candles are lit. And the table is set nice, and the house is clean. He's making sure that we're enjoying the Shabbos. And by the time Shabbos is over, if we were zoicha to observe the Shabbos properly, he will concede barchini gam ani. He will concede to the brachos of Yaakov Avinu. Lo yashalechacha ki em berachtani. We hold him hostage. He's like, can't you let me go at 45 minutes? I said, no. At least 50 minutes, preferably 72 minutes, you know. We keep him the latest possible zman. We hold him hostage to hang on to him so that he concedes to our brachos. Now, you ready for this? This is also a gift from heaven. So, Parshas Toldos, Yaakov Avinu, the Ish Tam, the Ish Emes. He steals the Shabbos, he steals the brachos, he makes a mad dash, he goes to the Harabayas, and he falls asleep. Says Gemara in Shabbos, look at number 33. Anyone who delights in the Shabbos, noisten lay nachala b'limitzarim. We give him inheritance without any constraints. Shenemar, oz tisanag al Hashem. If you rejoice on God, v'herkavticha b'ma seyoretz, v'hachalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha. I'll give you the inheritance of Yaakov. Not like Avraham that it says, Kum hisalich ba'aretz, to the length and the breadth. Not like Yitzchak, ki l'chol zaracha etein eskoros es ho'el. I'm not giving you finite gifts. Ela ki Yaakov, shekasav boy, ufaratzta yoma v'kedma tzafoina v'negba. If you're ma'anig the Shabbos, you have nachla b'li mitzarim. To the east, to the west, to the north, and the south. Not just the finite borders of Eretz Yisrael. Endless, endless spirituality. Endless blessing. At the end of Parshas Toldos, so Yaakov Avinu runs away. What does he have in his back pocket? He has the birthright, and he has the blessings. Does he know that God thinks he should have it? He doesn't know. He just listened to his mother. So he has a dream. And what does God tell him in the dream? Yeah, Hashem says, this is my understanding. Hey, Yaakov, you did good. You know what Yaakov hears in the dream in the beginning of next week's parsha? V'haya zaracha kafar haaretz ufaratzta yama v'kedima v'tzafoina v'negva. Yeah? Yaakov Avinu hears the reward of someone who's Ma'aneg Shabbos, meaning Hashem is saying, I confer, I authenticate the brachas you stole from Esav. In other words, the brachas are dependent on Oineg Shabbos. Hashem says, you're right, Ufaratzta, Yama, Vakedma, Vitzafayim, Vanegba. And you could add, by the way, we know Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu daven Marav. Why did he daven Marav? It was time to daven Marav. But here's the problem. Vayifka b'makoyim, vayolon sham, ki ba hashamesh. Yaakov Avinu daven marav before shkia? Vayifka b'makoyim, vayolon sham, ki ba hashamesh? First he daven marav, and then the shkia? Tosfos in Bracha says, this is a riot to Rabbi Yehuda, you could daven marav after plaga mincha. What do the Rabbanan do? Says the Magen Avraham, the Rabbanan say, it was Friday night. Friday night everyone holds you could daven marav early. So that means right after Yaakov took the brachas, it was Friday night. That's why, even though Yaakov Avinu never slept in his life, right? Yaakov Avinu, for the last 14 years, he didn't sleep. Why? He was learning. How did he learn at night? La'ar Haner. But now it's Friday night. So now he has to be Shomer Shabbos. So he has to go to sleep because he can't learn La'ar Haner, Shemayate. So Yaakov Avinu is being Mekayim Oinig Shabbos. Hashem says, very good. Ufaratzta. Yama, Vokedma, Tzafoyna, Vanegma, the Rebbe Hashem is confirming the brachas that he got from Esav. How did he get it? He got it through Michra Chayoim, buying the Shabbos. So it comes out very beautiful. The minhag of Barcheni Bashalom, to answer Reb Chaim Velazhner, Barcheni Bashalom, maybe it doesn't mean give me a bracha. It means confer to the blessing of Yaakov Avinu. When? Bitzeischem, when you leave. And we make sure he does it by saying, V'yitein lecha aleihim, mital ha-shamayim, u'mishmanei aretz, v'roiv dagan, v'siraish. So, I don't know if you say V'yitein lecha, but maybe this Matzah Shabbos, it's a good idea to make sure that you don't let that angel out of your grasp until he says, the brachas are yours. Have a good night, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.